poem is called Snow. And I guess it's about as close as I've ever come to writing an aesthetic credo. It wasn't standing on the socket, it would have stayed on. It's the only poem that I ever did write that has anything vaguely like a Latin term in it. Not because I don't know them, but I don't particularly enjoy them, especially in writing poems. For some reason, that is not a language that I happen to be able to feel good about using. This one sneaks some in, though. It's called Snow. Snow involves irrelevance, assumes forms a priori, stone, tree, mountainside, orders the chaos visible on slopes or fields and falling, softens all in light, softens all the hard, dark, necessary ledge of rock wound to the peak, and twigs that clench down, that branch down through clenched earth, conceals and shines around the informed edge, the hazard. I was thinking in particular in that poem about skiing, about the way snow covers things, so sometimes you can't see branches and so on hanging down, or see that's quite what they are. And a friend pointed out to me perfectly correctly, I think, that it depends on what you intend to use the snow for, whether it's concealing hazards, for instance, and all that kind of thing. And also insisted that, in fact, the snow doesn't order chaos at all, but creates a new chaos. At which point I found myself agreeing with him perfectly well, and with this unfeasible poem on my hands, which I still liked anyway.